Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. I like that part. You are listening to a Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Yeah, cool. Welcome. Where are we? April, May, June. June. Happy June to you. In fact, it's not even the beginning of June, is it? It's like June 9. We already had some June already, and this is more cool. How did that happen so soon? It's June. Welcome. And seriously glad you're here. Oh, man, I just blanked. I don't have my tech talk notes. What was I going to talk about? Gone. Too funny. I will mention real quick in the tech talk area, I've gotten several notes and comments from people thanking me for educating them about an important facet of your smartphone, no matter what kind of smartphone you're using. If you have a smartphone, you want to turn on the Wi-Fi on your smartphone, and you want to dial in the passwords for the Wi-Fi everywhere that you are frequently or regularly so that you hop from Wi-Fi network to Wi-Fi network. Why? Oh, I love that. Why Wi-Fi? Wi-Fi. Suddenly I'm in the Mickey Mouse theme in my head. M-I-C-K-E-Y? Wi-Fi. Or at home, you probably think of it more as your router or your wireless, but it's your Wi-Fi, your router, your wireless, your Wi-Fi. You want to turn that on your smartphones because it uses less battery power in your phone to go grab all of the things that it's grabbing. Like if your smartphone pushes your email, which by the way, if you're having battery problems, you might want to take it from pushing your email unless your every email is, this is really tech talk. Let's do it. What the heck? Let's start all over. Tech Talk San Francisco. It's live radio, man. We can just do anything we want to do because the management's not here yet. So, smartphones, Wi-Fi. Why Wi-Fi? M-I-C-K-E-Y Wi-Fi. Why turn on your wireless on your smartphone? First of all, it takes way less battery power on your smartphone to be pulling things through your wireless, through your router, through your Wi-Fi, through your office router, through your office Wi-Fi. It takes way less battery power for your smartphone to pull all those various items Wi-Fi than it does for it to pull it from a tower. It's just that simple. Some of them will even send your text via Wi-Fi. So even if you're a textaholic, it takes less battery power to send text that way. But that's not true on all of them, so don't count on that one. Anyway, so the other piece I was wanting to talk about was there's push and there's manual. Push means that if you've got your email set up and your email is set up to push, see, this Tech Talk San Francisco, it's the show for the people that don't necessarily have a teenager in the house or doesn't want to hire the teenager next door, you know? Push, when you set your email up to push, that means that your phone is going out and literally checking for email on a very regular basis so that every time anybody sends you an email or anything makes it past your spam filter or whatever, every time that goes on, your phone is activating again. And in some cases, if you've got other apps that are checking on a push basis, maybe you've got the weather app on, maybe you've got stocks on, maybe you've got other apps, or maybe you've got four different emails that you have that are pushing, that are doing a push, then all of a sudden your phone is activating, grabbing the tower, and taking and looking for data every few seconds. And that's eating up battery power. Now, if your every email is important, if you're a stocks and bonds trader and every single email is another tip that in 10 seconds will be too late and you won't have caught on and it won't be good. Did you guys read about that? It was amazing. A major stock trading corporation spent bazillions of dollars to lay a new cable across the Atlantic to, I think, London from actually from the coast of Canada, but that way they could have hardwire cable. But so that they could have hardwire cable all the way from where they were located, which I believe was New York. We'll assume it was New York. We'll make up a story. All the way to, I believe, England. And they spent these billions of dollars to lay this cable because that made them like, I don't know, a quarter of a second faster than if they bounced their signal off of the satellites. Yep. They're messing around with computerized trading at such speed that milliseconds makes a difference in how they're playing the game. And if you've been reading the articles later, it's those millisecond computerized trading that's made the market go extremely squirrely on numerous occasions. So bless their little hearts. Anyway, meanwhile, so if you have numerous apps on your phone that are all on push, then your phone is automatically checking with the tower, or at least with your Wi-Fi network, if you're hooked up that way, every few seconds, which is burning through your battery. On the other hand, if you're not a stocks and bonds trader so that your every email needs to be answered in a tenth of a second, and instead you could survive merely checking your emails on your own every 15 minutes or half an hour or every time you think of it, even every 5 minutes, you can put it on a manual. Go in and check the settings. You'll find the settings in your phone. In an iPhone, it's real straightforward. You just have to go about three layers deep, and you have to know that you want to do that. But you could put your emails onto a manual, and then every time that you open your email in an iPhone, every time you open your email on purpose, it'll go check for new emails. In some of the other Droid-based, every time you open your email, you'll have to hit refresh, or recheck, or download. And then it'll go check your emails then. So all of a sudden, rather than your phone brainlessly turning itself off and on and off and on and off and on all day long, multiple times a minute, to go check the tower for this, that, or the other, you can put all those things on manual. And then your phone will only check when you go check, and you'll find that you're going to majorly increase your battery life. So those of you that have smartphones that are noticing that basically you have to keep a cable in your pocket all the time, and every time you're near a computer or every time you're near an outlet, you have to be plugging it in again to make it through the day, make these small changes. Change your apps to manual, or go in and look for your apps and change them to, in some cases, you can change them to download every 15 minutes or every half an hour. Change your emails so that your emails are on a manual check, unless you absolutely have to know every time you get an email. You know, if you're maybe if you're trying to find an apartment and you need to know the moment that the landlord emails you back, because otherwise you'll lose the place or something like that. Then you can leave it on automatic. Otherwise, put them all on manual, and then check as often as you need to check, as opposed to getting an announcement every time somebody sent you another joke. Check as often as you need to check and let it manually download. Then you'll have to wait, a whopping half a second or a second or a second and a half while it does that, maybe even two if you get a lot of email, while it does that, while it updates. But at the same time, you'll suddenly find that your battery makes it through the day. Well, except when I get lost into Angry Birds and play a couple of hours of Angry Birds, then that just chews the battery up right away. I have to plug it in. All right, I confess, my name's Scout. I've gotten a little bit obsessive about my Angry Birds games. I'm trying to get 3 stars all the way across without ever checking in with the kids on YouTube. But that's the info on your smartphone. Make those changes. Make the changes so that everywhere you are frequently. And in fact, if for some reason your company has a rule that people can't get their smartphones up onto your network, see if you can't send a message upward toward whoever it is that makes those decisions to see if maybe that could be changed. It's tricky because different network administrators are worried about different accesses and attacks and so forth. But any place that you can, go ahead and set up your phone so that it's already logged in, dialed in, and passworded in to the router or the Wi-Fi or the network that's available to you there. And you'll find that you get a tremendous additional amount of battery time out of your, well, they're called smartphones, but every now and then when you're trying to make them do what you want them to do, we know that that's not actually what we call them. But that's it for today's edition of None Other Than... Tech Talk San Francisco. We really do. Oh, do you guys know out there? KEST is getting ready to graduate into a huge change. We're going to take all of this personal development programming that you've been digging so much, your favorite programmers, we're going to condense it all together. It'll be, well, not quite the Reader's Digest version because it'll still be programs, but we're going to condense it all together to be the start of your morning. So next month, there'll be changes. Not this month. This is still June. Next month in July, there'll be changes. Okay? And one of those changes will be our program, my program, will go from ending your week on Fridays to being at the 1th weekday of your week. Will be still 7 o'clock, same time, same place, different day, starting on July 2th. Well, starting immediately in July, but the first Monday in July is the 2th. So we'll be the 1th day of the week, starting on the 2th day of July. And we'll make that shift over. We're looking forward to it as we continue to expand our new format. And as KEST expands their new format to bring you personal growth radio first thing in the morning, 5 days a week from 6 until 8. So those of you that have been listening later, well, we'll only be around from 6 until 8. But the rest of it will be around. So you're not going to lose us. We're just going to reshuffle a little bit. So let's see. Fridays will end up being John, right? Yeah, John Neeters. Dr. John Neeters will be Friday, so I'm trading off with John. I'll be swapping over to Mondays. Bonnie will be a whole segment, and there'll even be a special segment on Saturdays for those of you that want to, like, you know, check it out and see what's going on there. Speaking of check it out, one of the members of our business team is here. There's a group of people that are volunteering their time to move Life Insights forward and to make so much of it more available. I'll let you know that the beautiful new website, ifidknownthen.com, has all been volunteers from the business team, as well as we'll be updating, making more of the, we're looking at more of the workshops to have them available so that you can subscribe to them online and get them online or even just purchase them individually online. Those of you that have been listening forever and saying, but I can't make it to your workshop. It's the wrong night or it's the wrong town or it's the wrong country now. We've actually got folks listening to us on the internet that I get responses from Korea, Sri Lanka, Australia. It's very fun. Anyway, so one of the members of the business team is stepping up right now. So everybody, I'd like to introduce you to Lisa Loud, double L. This is everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, you're still sleepy.
Yeah, can you tell already? I was going to admit that right up front.
Good morning.
Good morning. So if I stumble a little, it's because it seems a little more fuzzy than usual out there this morning. I'm not quite sure why.
Yep. I'm up, though. I'm actually awake. Me and Kwong, we're awake.
Maybe I'll get more energy. I think my phone is doing something. Is it making noise on your end?
Yep.
Okay.
Your cheek dialing.
Yeah. Okay. I have some things to share with everybody. One of the things is from Elaine, somebody who's taking one of your workshops right now. And Elaine has this to say. It has been a wow week. She says, all my relationships are different. First, my work relationship, which was so volatile, has become easy. Things just don't bother me like they used to. Those people still do some of the same things, but it doesn't bother me now. And I notice they don't do them as often. Honestly, she says, I don't even know why it bothered me so much before. I actually talked to Elaine, and she told me this, and I had to laugh when she said that part because she was just so confused. Why did it bother me so much before? I recognize my own experience in that with my work with you. So that Life Insights work has that effect. Mm-hmm. And she goes on to say, and my parents, we got together for a barbecue last week, and it was the best barbecue we've ever had. It wasn't any one thing. The food was ordinary, the people were the same, but we got a jump house for the kids. And then I was in there jumping with the kids. I even got my friends from Santa Cruz to come in and jump with me. And afterwards, everyone texted me about how much fun it was, the best barbecue we've ever had.
Oh,
and Elaine says, Scout was not kidding when he said this class was about power. Everything in my life seems better and brighter. I think I was owning way too much stuff, and I don't anymore. It's so freeing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Elaine had lots of energy, and just talking about that brings my energy up, just remembering how excited she was last night. So that is, Elaine's taking a class called Sun of Healing, which is well underway. I highly recommend it. I'm taking it too. And it's definitely about power, power in the world and changing the way that you own things in the world. So coming up, we have a couple of things that are pretty powerful as well. One is a change of mind, and the other is a change of futures. It's a set of manifestation workshops. And if you want to get the benefit of Scout's engineering approach to energy flows, I recommend you take one or both of these classes to get results you'll recognize in yourself right away. This is the workshop where Scout works on your mental magnetism, the things that have held your results into predictable limitations. And so at a very deep level, these treatments will actually change your mind and your future. So the first one is a change of mind. That's on June 18th, that's a Monday, at 7:30 p.m. And the next one is a change of futures. That's Sunday, June 24th, from 12:30 to 4:30. So the first one is a shorter workshop. It's $9 in advance. If you go and pay at the door on the day of, it's $15. Well worth it. And then the more powerful one, just because it's longer and Scout will make it juicier, is Conscious Manifestation, Change of Futures. And that is on June 24th. That one is $75 in advance or $85 the day of. Both of those will be at East West Bookshop, right?
Yep.
In their classroom in the back. And then the other thing we have coming up is the Month of the Month. We've already had June's Month of the Month, recognizing gifts and workshops. That was amazing. And then coming up in July, that'll be July 11th, we have one called Intuition, Addiction, and Sensitivity. And Scout, maybe you could give us a quick preview of that.
Oh, yeah. And first, I want people to catch that the Month of the Month Wednesday workshop in July is not on the 1th Wednesday of July, because the 1th Wednesday of July is July 4th, and there's no way I'm doing a workshop up against fireworks. You know, you just can't win that one. You just can't win that one. Everybody's out busy having picnics and fireworks. So in July, the 1th of the month Wednesday doesn't actually happen until the 2nd Wednesday of the month. Intuition, addiction, and sensitivity. I catch a lot of politically correct flack for even doing that workshop. How dare I put those concepts together? And the truth is that a whole lot of people that have addictive patterns, those addictive patterns are actually based in their intuition, and it's an intuitive seeking for. So they're of choice, whatever it is that they get hooked on, that is their of choice. Frequently that of choice, well, I was just reading an article about Dick Alpert, Dr. Dick Alpert, PhD, former Harvard professor who later became Ram Dass. And Dr. Alpert and Dr. Timothy Leary, some of y'all heard that name before, got kicked out of Harvard because they were experimenting with a legal psychotropic substance at the time, which was LSD, acid. And they continued their experimentations, and so they decided that they'd rather explore consciousness than teach at Harvard. Ram Dass took a look at LSD as being a shortcut to a consciousness state that he then wanted to pursue, learning how to find his own way there so that he could live in that expanded consciousness without just taking the short circuit and the shortcut using the LSD. What I do talk about in the Intuition, Addiction, and Sensitivity workshop is, in many cases, we can unhook the addiction by unhooking the psychic link and the intuition with it. So it's an interesting crossover. I catch a lot of flack for bringing it out, but of the people who come to the workshop, I catch a whole lot of appreciation of, oh, thank you, that made that so much more clear.
Cool. That sounds like a great one. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, you haven't been to that one yet.
No, I haven't. The Month of the Month ones, I'm actually a little behind on, because I get to experience all those other workshops, and I'm in class a couple times a week at least. So I'm on the fast track, it seems.
Yeah, it was interesting. Somebody asked me about that one longer workshop at East West, and basically what they said is, well, are you really going to be able to do that much in 4 hours, or are we just going to talk about a lot of things? I loved that question.
You'll be able to do that much in 4 hours.
I mean, that's a key part of the feedback. The reason we want to share feedback with people is so that you know that the Life Insights work is not just a work of, we'll give you some ideas and then you'll go out and try to do them. We're actually doing deep transformational work. And just like Lisa just shared with what Elaine had said in class, deep transformational work that once you've made the energetic shifts that we make in the trainings, all of a sudden stuff that used to be a problem is like, wow, I can't even understand why this used to throw me off. She was even talking to me last night about the fact that, whoa, all of a sudden at work, I talk, which I never did. I always just stayed invisible and felt like I was too small to talk. She said, not only I talk, but they listen and things are happening, which when you shift the energy underneath the pattern, the whole pattern goes away. And when the pattern goes away, it truly is night and day. Like one day it drives you nuts and the next day you're navigating easily without it crumpling you up. It's that much fun. Yeah. That's why you do the stuff.
That is. I wanted to also mention that for the July 11th, there was one thing I think we forgot to tell people. Oh, yeah. It's because it's the 1st of the month. I get to give you a code for getting in for a discount. So this month's code is, okay, I'm going to make it difficult, so write it down if you don't. You're not going to remember this, or if you're driving, I'll say it a couple times.
Go ahead and put the event into your calendar on your smartphone that's running on Wi-Fi. I was just talking about that. Go ahead and put the event in, and then under the event in notes, you can type in Lisa's code.
Okay, Lisa's code is, I'm trying to go back to the Sesame Street rhyme. You know, one of these things is not like the other. Three of these things are kind of the same, you know, that one. So I want to make it, why are these three things the same? Is that good?
Why are
people
these?
Remember that one?
Why are these three things the same?
And if you can't remember, just sing the song and you'll get in.
Tell you and your partner's household have kids. Why are these three things the same?
Yes. Why are these three things the same? And that's intuition, addiction, and sensitivity.
Yep. Perfect. Oh, now I get it. Yep. I didn't get it at first. Intuition, addiction, sensitivity, three things. Yeah, perfect. Or you can just sing the Sesame Street song. So what do they get for this major effort?
Oh, and if they do the code or sing the song, they can get in for 2/3 of the regular price. So it's normally $15, and you can get in for $10 if you do the song or the code.
Just them, or are you going to let them have a guest?
Okay, you can bring a guest, too. I always forget that one. You can bring a guest, too, and they will get in for the same price,
and
even
only
if they don't sing the song.
Right, they can either sing along, or you can sing for both.
Right.
Now I've got that song stuck in my head. Thanks so much.
Yeah. That was the point.
Oh, right. Gosh, how funny. Maybe I'll have to.
I also want to mention. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd have to go find a Grover costume or something.
Or Big Bird.
There we go.
Like Big Bird, my favorite. So I also wanted to mention that coming up is Daughter of Healing, and there's some we're going to let you know what day that's actually going to be starting, but it will be starting in July. Daughter of Healing is part of a series, so you have to have taken the prerequisite, which is the basic healing class. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of your listeners have taken that already. Mm-hmm. Daughter of Healing is coming up in Mountain View, middle of July sometime, on Thursday nights. We will let you know the starting date pretty soon.
Cool. And then Son of Healing, the workshop that Elaine was just talking about, also has a prerequisite, which is the healing class. But for all of you that are grads of the healing class, even if it was a billion years ago, Son of Healing, that same class Elaine was talking about, is coming up in San Francisco, and it'll be on Mondays.
Right. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it again.
Yeah, that was interesting. Somebody that lives midway on the peninsula that's taking the one in Mountain View came up last night to say, I'm feeling like what I really want to do is I want to do that Monday evening Son of Healing in the city. Do you think that'd be silly to do it twice in a row? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
Yeah, understand that one. That one really is about power, and it's a very cool class.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I can tell that basically you're going to finish this conversation and go take a nap.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You've got your whole house full, whole household full of kids already off to school. You're like home free.
Well, one of them's still sleeping.
Ah, that works.
The rest are gone. So yeah, that's, you read my mind.
Well, thanks, Lisa. I appreciate you calling in this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Cool. Yeah. So that's stuff that's coming up in our schedule. And that is an important piece. Everything that we do. Okay. Let me back up. Everything is energy. Go check with your local quantum physicist in your neighborhood. Oh, yeah. First, we do tech talk for people that can't figure out their phones. And then we tell them to talk to their local quantum physicist. That works. Go check with your local quantum physicist or go get some of the books by Dr. Fred Alan Wolf. You'll like them. They're a lot of fun. Fred's really cool. He told me to call him Fred. I'm allowed to call him Fred. Dr. Fred Alan Wolf. Also, you'll find him online. He got really hokey because now he's online as Quantum Man. And they actually put like this superhero picture of him on the front of one of his books. It was, to my idea, it was a publishing mistake, but maybe it works. Anyway, Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, quantum physicist. You could ask him next time you're chatting with him. God, I'm about due to talk to Fred. I haven't talked to Fred in a year. Meanwhile, so check with your local quantum physicist. Everything is energy, as it turns out, as they've studied the pieces of the atom. First, you know, you remember in grade school, that in your science classes in grade school, they laughed at the previous people who had thought the molecule was the smallest, because then they had discovered the atom was the smallest. And some of you that were in grade school later, then they discovered that the neutron, the proton, and the electron were the smallest parts. And then they started popping those little puppies apart. And they've got quarks and gluon, and I love that. That's my favorite. One of the attractive elements that holds atoms together that they don't really understand, but they found it was there. And some clever scientist, you got to appreciate scientists that with humor, named that attractive force as gluon, because it really makes the parts stick together. And then later, when they took things apart even further inside the atom, they found a similar attractive force that was way stronger, and so that got named supergluon. Yep, really. Scientists really do that stuff. Anyway, so, you know, they thought the molecule was the smallest, then they thought the atom was the smallest, then they thought the proton, neutron, and electron was the smallest, and then they thought these other things were the smallest. And as they kept working further down, all of a sudden they found that when they got to a certain point, they didn't find particles anymore. It all shifted into waves. And so they figured out science within the last 15 years or something, 10 years, has discovered what, so quantum physics has discovered what metaphysics had been teaching for, we'll just say a very long time, thousands of years, was that everything is energy. But the piece I want to reinforce is everything is energy, but every non-thing is also energy. Your thought forms, your thought flows are also energy. Now, that's one of the pieces that we want to work with in the manifestation training, is there's this wild phase rolling through out there where people are beginning to be afraid to say something like, oh, I hurt my ankle, it hurts. Because they've been told that, oh, careful, your words have power, and they do, but you know what? The parts that have power is that subconscious programming that keeps running the same tapes over and over and over. It's not so much the conscious mind, and many of you have noticed that already. You've been busily programming in your conscious mind to manifest this or that, and you haven't seen any changes. It's that deeper subconscious thought process that has the huge power, just from sheer repetition, as well as the energy patterns underneath it. Because the key part that you want to catch is everything that you experience as, say, a mental pattern, a perspective on how things should be, has a matching emotional pattern, so there's the emotional charge on how things should be. It's got a matching physical movement pattern. Your physical movement patterns match your mental patterns, your emotional patterns, and it has a matching energetic pattern. Kind of like a pyramid, the energy runs through the whole thing. The fastest change is when you change the energetic patterns. I have clients come in and we shift the energetic patterns and stuff gets different. Doing some work with Dr. Len Saputo. A lot of you know Len. Go check out his website. They're making some really cool new changes to it. An amazing amount of content. It's just drsaputo.com. drsaputo.com. Go check out Len's website. But he's working with the photon stimulator, near infrared light. And he's been working with me with it and pointed out that because of my particular quirky functions and odd gifts, I could memorize that same healing light and be able to broadcast it. And we've now watched one time when I was the test subject, but we watched when he, on his fancy gear that actually sees what's going on, we watched when he used the lights on me, and then we watched when I emulated the lights on me, and we watched the results on his thermal cameras. And got to see that it's very real. Change the energy pattern and all of the other patterns shift. So we're going to take a moment to change the other energy pattern. We're going to do a little 3-minute meditation. Those of you who are driving a car at this point, for heaven's sakes, pay attention, because there's a very good chance that the people around you aren't. Those of you who are in a place where you could take a 3-minute break, you know, a little 3-minute vacation to make a total difference in your day, go ahead and grab that moment. So if you're in a car, keep your eyes open, pay attention, keep driving, be careful, watch out for the other people, and just do this stuff in the back of your mind. If you're in a place where you can take that 3-minute vacation, then please do go ahead and take a moment to just let your eyes go closed. And just draw in a long, deep breath till your lungs are full, and let that air flow out again. And as you're ready for another breath, just take in a long, deep breath and imagine that air flowing out through your body as if your body was layers of silk or fabric. And with each breath, just let the air flow in and let it flow out through your body, feeling your body open and expand. And in your imagination, reach a hand down to the center of this planet Earth and just imagine stirring that warm, rich, dense energy there in the center of the Earth. Curl that imaginary hand into a cup and use that cupped hand to pull a streamer of that Earth energy right up from the center of the Earth, right up through the planet underneath you, up and into your body, right in front of your tailbone. And then continue to draw that streamer of energy up along the inside of your spine, drawing that streamer of energy up along the inside of your spine, right up through your body, through your neck, through your head, and right on out the top of your head and up and into what I'll just call Source. Just allowing yourself to pull that streamer of Earth energy from the center of the planet right up through your body, out the top of your head, and on up and into what I'll call Source. And imagine willing that stream of energy to speed up, so that you're flooding more energy right up through your body, all the way up and into Source. And as you do that, it'll create a small pressure inside of you. Just relax on that pressure and allow that light that this energy flow creates, allow that light to just radiate right out through your body and right on through all of the objects around you, whether it's chairs, floors, walls, ceilings, or other bodies. Just let yourself be that glowing light. And take a moment to imagine places in your day where you're going to be around gaggles of other people. And just imagine this light, this energy continuing to flow right up that center beam, and this light continuing to radiate to shine right out through you and shine right on out through all of the people around you as if they were transparent to it and included in it. And just go ahead and give your body a big breath. And as you let that out, just let it bring your eyes back open, bring you right on back into wherever you are, the room, the space you're in. And just recognize that you can walk through your day with that energy radiating right out through you in every direction, so that whatever's going on around you doesn't have to impact you but can just move right through you as if you're also transparent to it. Everything and every non-thing is energy. So the workshops that Double L, that Lisa talked about coming up, today's the 8th, so the 18th would be a week from Monday. Coming up a week from Monday, so we're giving you some advance notice at East West Bookshop, Bookstore in Mountain View. Their website is eastwest.com, and they give a pre-registration discount on both of the workshops. And a chunk of the money from those workshops goes directly to East West to support keeping a metaphysical center available, and the other money goes directly to this program. So that's where your dollars go. So those manifestation workshops that are coming up, it turns out that our subconscious programming and our energetic predisposition set major amounts of how things flow in our world. In fact, we'll even toss in an extra. If anybody's there, is looking for a job when you're there, on the Saturday workshop, the 24th, the Sunday workshop on the 24th, because we won't have time on the evening workshop. If anybody there is job hunting, remind me, and we'll teach you an interview technique that another person from a previous class had just dropped me a note to thank me for this technique that they were using in the interview. They noticed that on their side of it, it made it much easier for them to be in the flow of the interview, and that it certainly seemed to them that it also made it easier for the people interviewing them to relax and be in the flow of the interview as well, which is exactly what you want. You want them out of their distractions, you want them out of their presuppositions, and you want them able to actually interview you and see what you're bringing to the party. And of course, you also want to make them realize how excited you are to bring your skills to benefit their company, as opposed to how excited you are to have their company's paychecks in your bank account. For some reason, they seem to think that it's more important that you be excited about what you're bringing to them than what they're bringing to you. I don't know why. It's just one of those interview things. Anyway, so if you remind me, we'll toss that in as a bonus technique at the Sunday workshop. So the trick about the manifestation work is that as we do that work, that manifestation work, as we do that work, we're changing the programming in your energetic flow. You don't even have to believe in energy. You don't have to believe in anything, except you don't even have to believe in you when you get there. We're changing the flow in your energetic patterning, which will change the flow in your subconscious chatter, which will change the outcomes in your world. I mean, I'm not kidding about it when I say that the Monday night workshop is a change of mind. We will change your mind in that hour and a half or whatever we've got, 2 hours, hour and a half, I think that is. The Sunday workshop is a change of futures. We will change your future in that short period of time. Synchronicity is such a sweet and exquisite thing, and what we're shifting toward is to have the opportunities and the options and the things that would benefit you show up for you synchronistically. I love that stuff. Things that just fall together in such a way that they work perfectly. It was interesting. I went down to visit some friends of mine in L.A., a real quick trip over Memorial Day weekend, because I hadn't seen them in a while. I miss them. I usually get down there more often. And as I was going down, I left town after a class. So I taught a class and then left town late to drive partway to L.A. just so that I'd be partway there and miss the traffic, and stopped off to go grab a hotel. And I had noticed in my mind that my mind had said, ooh, you're going to need a reservation if you're going to stay at that, all right, I admit it, Motel 6. It's just a quick grab a couple of hours sleep. I don't go stay in the elegant place. So it's usually a Motel 6. And I had indeed heard that intuitive notion of, if you want a room at that motel that you usually stay at, you'll need to call and make a reservation, unusually enough, because usually I can just bop in. And I noticed that I noticed that thought, and then I overrode it. And sure enough, when I pulled up to the place I usually stay, they had nothing available unless you had a reservation. And I remembered a sort of, half a mile further off the highway place that I'd tried once before, and I hadn't really liked the management there. But I thought, well, what the heck, I need a place, I'm tired. So I went over there, and as it turns out, coincidentally, my not making a reservation at Motel 6 had me go try the other place. They've clearly changed management, probably even changed ownership. The place was much more friendly, and they were actually a little less money than the Motel 6 that's right on the highway. And the room was comfortable, it was clean, it was lovely, the people were lovely, the facilities were lovely. A really nice shower for, an inexpensive place to be. So it was one of those coincidences that synchronistically I'll probably change over to that other place now, which I hadn't given another try since the, you know, I'd had one bad experience. I'll probably shift over there and I'll probably stay there more often now because I really liked the place and it was further from the highway, so it was quieter. Those little synchronicities that can show up in your world, I just love them. Somebody came in the other day. I was at East West, and as I got the story later, it was interesting. My side of the story was that, unusually enough, while I was at East West, there were openings in my schedule. Typically, it was a Saturday, I think, and typically one needs to book ahead. And unusually enough, there were openings in my schedule, and I had walked a client out of the reading room, and I'd bumped into one of the other readers there that I know, and they had open time. And they and one of the members of the store and I were all having a conversation out in the store, which I don't usually get to do that very much. Not complaining. I love it when I'm book solid, but usually I'm book solid, so I'm not typically hanging out in the store. And while I was conversing with these two people, this other woman walked up and was looking directly at me. So I thought, ah, you're my next client. So I broke away from the conversation and turned to talk to her. And a very intense conversation. It turns out that I'm probably a really good fit for what she was looking for. But what I got for the backstory later was she'd done some work with somebody else, and they'd said, I think it was an email exchange, and they'd said, no, I'm not in your area. You're looking for a teacher. I'm not in your area. But looking at your area code, I happen to know that there's a metaphysical center in your area, East West. Go there, and you'll find the teacher you're looking for. So she had come to East West expecting to find a teacher, which I am. I do readings. I'm primarily a teacher and a teacher of teachers. She came expecting to find a teacher that would fit for her for at least the next phase in her growth, and happened to get there with her little baby in the carriage, you know, in the stroller, happened to get there at a very moment when I was hanging out in the public parts of the store rather than closed off in the session room doing private work. In one of the few moments of that day when I was hanging out there, she'd seen my picture before and it felt like there was a connection. And then when we spoke, there was clearly a connection. And from both sides of that, it's all of the synchronicity to have that flow together. I happen to love beneficial synchronicity. And I'm a huge believer in coincidence. I just don't believe that coincidence is random. It's simply co-together incidents, incidents that happen together or come together. I watch very closely to see what's the importance when I notice things happen in my world that required a significant number of coincidences for them to come together. In this case, it was a significant number of coincidences for me to be standing out in the store to meet this individual and for us to get to have enough conversation for them. And they actually came to the workshop last Wednesday. And they're looking at the energetics of what we do and they're ready to start the healing class series. It fits for exactly what they were looking for. What we'll be doing in the manifestation trainings is literally shifting the energy under your surfaces. At that deepest part of you, you remember that sense of potential that you run into sometimes? You know, that sense of yourself that every now and then you can feel like, I know there's more of me in there and all I want to do is let it out? In the manifestation workshops, we'll be reaching in and shifting that energetic potential so that we're shifting your availability and your magnetism toward those beneficial coincidences, the synchronicities. And at the Sunday workshop, we'll also be giving away money, so that's always fun. We love that part. So let me take a second to let you know that I've been outdoors already. In the city, I had on a long sleeve shirt and a light jacket and a hat for my little naked head. And that was really plenty enough. It didn't need a heavy jacket at all. Just a light jacket and long sleeves was enough. It's going to warm up to probably long sleeves weather, but it's going to be a little brisk. Out in the suburbs, it's going to be just absolutely gorgeous. But no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Talk AM on 1450 just for you. San Francisco. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded.
We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net.
Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout. Yeah, that guy. You are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder and Bartlett like Pears. I'm going to check that later. I wonder if... We've got PathfinderPair.com, and I'm not sure if that's hooked up to the new website yet or not. Lewis, you need to hook that up. www.PathfinderPair.com. Let's see where that goes. It goes to the old website. That's all right. The old website has a link to the new website, so you can get there. Pathfinder Pair. But definitely come in and like us on Facebook. Go in and like Life Insights on Facebook, would you? Please. You can even like me. Oh, shucks. I could use some more friends on Facebook. You can even like me on Facebook. All of my closest of friends. Because there's all kinds of stuff. And I actually have Facebook up while we're doing the radio show. So if you've ever got a question that you want to put in, I know some of my friends find that out. And then they just get up there and they start typing bizarre stuff to mess with my head and see if they can distract me. But we'll phrase it that way. If you've ever got a question that you want to add into the radio show or about what I'm talking about, just post it as a comment underneath the place where I post the fact that we're on the air. And then I can spot those comments. It makes it much easier for me to spot it that way. I can spot those comments, and we can actually respond to your questions right from Facebook. We'll do it live from Facebook, live on the air. Live! It's alive! Uh-oh, now I'm seriously starting to wake up. We're having fun stuff. So the workshops we're talking about, East-West Bookshop, just go in there and look me up in June, Monday the 18th, Sunday the 24th. You do not have to come to both. If you come, it's kind of like those series of books where you could read any one of them and it's fine, but if you read all of them, there's more in there for you. Yeah, if you come to both, there's more in there for you. You don't have to come to both, but you could, and it's worth it. Everything and every non-thing is based in energy. Ask your local quantum physicist. Or ask your teenager next door. They probably know that too. Because they know everything. Absolutely everything. Everything and every non-thing is based in energy. When you can shift the energy pattern underneath the behavioral pattern or the emotional pattern, or the feeling of not quite having all of you out there, not quite being able to manifest all of you, or noticing that there's recurrent frustrations, or there's mind chatter that's taking you down, or there's places where you can't quite expand your career to the level that you know you should be able to, or places where you can't express yourself, or even the places where you know that you do express yourself, but you know there's more. Person we talked about in the Sun of Healing class, our training in Yang Essence. It's the dominion over your space. The next one that we're doing in the Mountain View area is Daughter of Healing, which is the Yin Essence. It's also about power. We're really willing to not just talk about power, but actually teach it. In fact, it was really fun. One of the people, not this class, but the class before, they came into our Sun of Healing, Daughter of Healing training, I think it was. And they were laughing and they were talking. They said a friend of theirs had just done a workshop over the weekend learning how to see auras, you know, which is fun. Everybody needs a hobby. So they'd done a workshop over the weekend learning how to see auras. And their friend had, you know, they and their friend were having coffee or something. And their friend said, I've been learning this workshop, learning how to see auras. Would you mind if I practice looking at yours? And our student said, no, that's fine. You know, great. That sounds fun. And the person did whatever practice they did to shift their perspective so that they could see that aura. And they said, wow, yours is like the brightest and the biggest one I've looked at yet. And I just couldn't resist because I had to tell the truth about it. I looked at the student. I said, yeah, they took a class learning how to see auras. You're in a training learning how to have one. And that's exactly what we do. Everything and every non-thing is based in energy. Next week's program, I'll write a note to myself. Next week's program, we'll do a little energy demo for you right before we do that meditation. NRG demo next week. Cool. Everything and every non-thing is energy. And the whole reason that we have lifetimes, that we become incarnate, that we wear a body, that we operate a meat puppet, that we wear an earth suit, the whole reason that we come in is to untangle those tangled parts of our energy field. We come in specifically to untangle those tangled parts so that we're solving the questions or solving the lessons that we had in this lifetime, with the whole goal being that we'll untangle enough of that energy pattern, of those energy patterns, of those tangles, of the parts of us that have been folded, that will untangle those parts and free up our power and our light and shine brightly sufficiently that we elevate beyond the need to study on an earth level. So we ascend to the next level up. It's the whole purpose is untangling those energy patterns. And every time we do that, our personal vibrancy, our personal light, our personal power, and our ability to express, recognize, and be ourselves expands. So one of the interesting things about our trainings is that we actually teach that power and we open it up. We don't just talk about it. We don't give verbal aikido of when they say that, you say this. We open that energy flow. We open the mind parts. We do a whole lot of teaching to the mental part of you while we're actually teaching to the energetics parts of you so that it all shifts at once and you get these surprise results. In the healing class that we're teaching in the city right now, we've got a practice at the end of it where we go review a list that we'd written at the beginning of class, and people are sometimes amazed to read something that they wrote 10 or 12 weeks ago, depending upon how the class lays out with holidays. To read something that they wrote 10 or 12 weeks ago and see that there are huge changes in how they're interacting with their world now. Not because we ever really necessarily talked about their world unless they shared about it or asked me a question about it, but because we healed some of the old imprints and patterns, some of the old traumas, some of the imprints, some of the places where we installed strategies when we were in those formative years between 3 and 7, and then those strategies just stayed in place and ran our lifetime. I was talking with a client just the other day, and they were processing the loss of a relationship. Somebody had broken up with them. And when I went and looked psychically at the person that they'd been seeing, because I'd never met them, that's what I do a lot. I even do that for corporations periodically when they're either reworking teams or, well, for individuals in corporations, when they're either reworking teams or they're looking to do hires, they'll give me my corporate client, will give me a list of all of the people that in the team or of all of the people that they're looking at hiring, and I give them back a list of all the personality characteristics of those people so that they can either, if they're hiring, they can figure out which one would be the best talent and psychological fit with their existing team. I never tell them who to hire. Or if they're reorganizing a team, they can reorganize it so that people are actually given the tasks that are easiest for them, that they're gifted at, so that they'll get the best possible result. Anyway, so I was looking at this individual that the person had just broken up with my client. This was not a corporate event. This was personal. I was looking at the individual. And I went, wow, this person has a pattern that their relationships usually last between 8 and 12 months. How long did you guys last? And she said, well, it was just over 13. I said, great, you actually made it longer than most. You don't need to take the breakup personally. You can look at the success. They actually stepped out of their pattern to make a whole nother month with you beyond their normal pattern. We get those patterns. They don't have to be that obvious or that limiting. If you've ever watched your friends date the same person, or if you've ever watched your friends be unable to see when people were interested in them, or unable to see when they could move even further forward in their career path, it's all energetic patterns. When we shift the energy within us, however we do that, when we shift the energy within us, all of the pattern and all of the symptoms drop away. You don't have to have a class to shift the energy, but you also don't have to have a piano teacher to learn to play piano. I just noticed for me that I learned piano a lot faster when I studied with someone that already knew the shortcuts and already knew the parts that were key and important. You don't have to have a teacher. You don't have to have my classes. However, I've noticed that things move faster. What I do in all of my trainings is I take advantage of the fact that I'm a very driven, slow learner spiritually. So it's not like, it's like when, I'll confess, when my brother gives me advice on the computer, sometimes he leaves pieces out because he understands computer stuff when he's working with it so quickly that he doesn't even notice some of the steps that he did. So when he's telling me stuff, some of the steps drop out. Well, I'm a spiritual slow learner, so I learn this stuff slowly enough that when I take it back apart again and give you the important parts, they're all there and the transformation happens. Yep, don't take my word for it. Listen to Lisa and Elaine and the other folks that we'll have coming on. Meanwhile, I want to absolutely remind you that I am Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Like me on Facebook, but definitely go into our website, ifidknownthen.com. Or just go to notscott.com, and that'll take you into ifidknownthen.com. It'll give you our updates, but it also has a tremendous amount of audio material. You can go study hours and hours of teachings in there for free. All you have to do is sign up into the website. We don't mess with you. We just do that so that we don't get hammered with people trying to crash the site. Okay? So go into ifidknownthen.com. Check out in fact, this show will be up there probably in about an hour and a half or 2 hours. Go into ifidknownthen.com. But even more than that, treat yourself as a loved one because you truly are. And just keep track of the fact that today, no matter where on earth you are, today is a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
How can you bring more